At this point, it's hard to tell where the different sides stand when it comes to Representative Kirk Schering's Unemployment Compensation Fund proposal. Schering had spent the first half of this year in a working group with labor and business groups to find a way to bring the fund to solvency. But that group never came up with a plan.
So I took the liberty to take what I heard and I digested that. Then I put my twist to some things. So everything in this bill that I introduced, House Bill 382 and House Joint Resolution 4, is my interpretation of what happened in that working group. It's a combination of suggestions that were made by business and labor, again, with my twist to it.
This move by Schering throws the issue into the next step, the committee process. His bill would raise the amount of money employers would have to pay into the fund and require employees to pay 10% of the rate their employers pay. The proposal is a mixed bag of provisions the sides fought for and against. Schering says that's what you get in a compromise.
It's one of those things when you have to be the mediator. Oftentimes, if one side is happy and the other side is mad, that means something's bad. But if both sides are just ambivalent or in some cases frustrated, it might mean it's pretty doggone good.
That's the case for Lisa Hamler-Fugit, who advocates for low-income workers and families. She's happy that Schering's bill allows employees to collect unemployment for up to 24 weeks and the additional pay-in from employees. But she thinks the increase to employers' rates could go up even higher. And she's particularly worried about the exclusion of benefits for low-wage employees.
To better reflect the current economy and labor market, where so many of the jobs today are low-wage, part-time, temporary, or contingent, and for far too many Ohioans who lose their job through no fault of their own, they don't have the qualifying weeks in to be able to receive unemployment.
The liberal think tank Policy Matters Ohio is more critical of the proposed unemployment compensation changes. Research Director Zach Schiller says the plan would freeze the maximum amount of benefits for 9 years. Schiller says he's against that and what he sees as a cut to dependency benefits. He also thinks employers should be paying more, and unlike Hamler-Fugit, he's not happy with 24 weeks of benefits and wants to keep it at 26 weeks.
Ideally, I would like to see the major benefit cuts stripped out of it and the vague language taken out of it so that it more resembles a bill that does justice to Ohio workers and allows for a solvent fund.
Greg Lawson with the conservative think tank, the Buckeye Institute, doesn't like the tax on employees or the increase to the employer rate. Really, the Buckeye Institute doesn't like the current unemployment compensation system as a whole. Instead, Lawson says Ohio should get rid of it and rebuild using an individual account model where workers and business pay in, and that account follows the worker wherever they go.
Unfortunately, we're still kind of stuck tinkering around the edges with a big bureaucratic nightmare, hoping that we can figure out how to make the money come in and go out in the right way. We're going to be having this conversation probably again in the not too distant future, and probably as soon as we hit a recession. And so if we don't break that and change fundamentally what we're doing, I'll be talking to you a lot more about it.
Last December, Schering stood with many representatives from labor and business who agreed the state needed to come up with a plan to bring Ohio's fund to solvency. He says he introduced his bill as a starting point and expects all these groups to come back again to shape the plan into something that most can agree on. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.